This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Pro-life advocates in Waco, Texas have discovered their local Planned Parenthood is no longer performing abortions. In 20 years of operations, 19,000 abortions were performed there before a recent Texas law placed the same restrictions on abortion clinics as on other ambulatory surgical centers. A pro-life advocate is saying that the nation of China is responsible for about 60% of the world's sex trafficking. And Stephen Mosier of the Population Research Institute says the female infanticide and sex selection abortion connected to China's one-child policy is to blame. In an article at lifenews.com, Mosier further connects the dots to show that behind its one-child policy, the Chinese government seeks to assert total control over procreation. Mosier, once an atheist, came to faith and pro-life activism when in China he witnessed the early stages of implementation of forced abortion and sterilization there in the 1980s. This is Life News Radio. The view, the accurate view of the human person changes everything. The news you hear and see pertaining to the human person has the power to inform or misinform your opinions and what you do with the gift of life and what you allow your government to do. It's why we at this station offer news on the life issue. We hope you carefully assess what you hear, read, and view. Pro-life advocates facing their own struggle with breast cancer want other women to know the abortion connection to breast cancer. In an editorial at lifenews.com, Gail Atterbury of Oregon Right to Life says, abortion advocacy groups would rather protect access to abortion than the women they claim to represent. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.